Welcome to the Jazzy Eyes Podcast, taking care of your vision with expert precision. Here's your host, Dr. Laura Falco.
Hello, welcome back to the Jazzy Eyes Podcast. Jeremy Wolf here, joined by your host, Dr. Laura Falco. We were just talking about glaucoma. It is Glaucoma Awareness Month in January. Yes. And you went over a bunch of key information in the last segment. Why don't you pick up where we left off?
Right. So we'll talk about like two little scenarios here. One is something called ocular hypertension. Sometimes people can have a higher eye pressure and they don't have any damage in the back. And we can monitor patients with visual field tests, optic coherence tomography. It's called an OCT. It's a scan. It scans the nerve fiber layer, make sure we're not losing any nerve fiber layer. We check people's eye pressures. Pressure can go down, up and down during the day by 3 to 4 millimeters. But we do typically start managing with eye drops. However, I do want people to know also there's a lot of co-management that goes on as well, where I will send patients out to see a glaucoma specialist. Because sometimes, you know, the idea of taking drops for the rest of their life is not appealing. The drops burn, and there are surgical co-management techniques that can also work. Some doctors will do a laser, and that can increase the outflow. Some people have to put in a little tube that basically filters out the fluid. And oftentimes when patients do that, they don't need to do any medications anymore for the rest of their life. And it really does take care of it. So I just want people to know that it's a scary thing, but if you go every year and you get your pressure checked, there are pharmacologic drops that fix it. There are laser procedures. There are surgical procedures. There are tons of options to manage it so that you never lose your vision to glaucoma. So that's important to know. That's why you need to come in, because we can come in and make sure that somebody doesn't lose their sight. So it's very important.
You don't do the surgeries for these things, or do you?
No, I will co-manage. So I have an arsenal of ophthalmologists that I can go to and send patients for consultations for certain procedures that can either get them off one eye drop if a drop's not working, or it's an adverse reaction, or maybe it's not lowering the pressure enough and they need a filtration surgery. There are procedures that they can do. So we really do work together to make sure the pressure is controlled and that the patient doesn't lose vision.
Did we ever talk about, we're talking about glaucoma. Did we ever do a segment on cataracts? I can't remember.
Yes, we did.
We did. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I know we've done a bunch of these, and this stuff sometimes has a tendency to go over my head.
I know. And it's funny you bring that up. There are a lot of cataract surgeons who, when the patient is ready for cataract surgery, because you can have more than one problem. You can have glaucoma and cataracts, right? Because it's usually an aging population. There's a lot of surgeons that will do procedures. It's called a combined procedure, that they can do a procedure to lower eye pressure as well as replace the lens during cataract surgery, so that the patient doesn't need to go on eye drops, that their pressure will remain low. So it's called a combined procedure. So they can do that as well. So sometimes it's two in one.
two for one deal.
Exactly.
Was there anything else you wanted to share before Dr. Nguyen got on and talked a little bit about kind of her spin on this?
I mean, just to circle back, this is just another reason why, even if you think your vision is fine and you don't need vision correction, that is completely fine. As we age, you really do need to get your eyes examined once a year, because all of the things that I talk about are pretty much much easier to take care of if found early than waiting. Yeah.
All preventative. It's so funny. I always say this every time I do a podcast with a medical professional and I talk about preventative care, right? Getting ahead of this stuff early. Correct. And I'll be the first to admit that I'm guilty of not doing that myself. Like, you know, life happens. It's so important to get this stuff on your calendar.
Right.
And make sure you have those eye exams scheduled in, and doctor's exams and things of that nature.
100%.
Because time flies. Like, I find that the older I get, the quicker it goes.
Faster.
It's like a blur.
It goes faster. I know. It's not fair.
I want the time back. All right, cool. So we'll wrap up there, and we'll get Dr. Nguyen's spin on this. And I know she has a couple of other topics related to glaucoma that she wanted to touch base upon. Yeah. So, Dr. Falco, always a pleasure. I will look forward to seeing you on the next episode. And to our listeners, as always, thanks for tuning in. And we will catch you all next time. Everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful new year. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jazzy Eyes podcast. For more information, visit jazzyeyes.com or contact 954-473-0100.